This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Just watch, unlock, can't block, go through. My squad, on top, non-stop, told you. Make it look easy, effortless. Even in the trench, I never stress. Coming out like the best, no sweat. Get ready for it, ready or not. Here it comes now, coming in hot.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know that is true, and so do I. That's why they say it around here, that it does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Monday, February the 24th of 2025, day 55th of the year, and only 310 days remaining. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. Then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there. Oops. Over there. I can't even do it. Over there.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Yep, hanging out with the friends at RadioBig.fm, doing all the fun stuff that we can do, no doubt there. Anyway, so how was your weekend? Did you do anything exciting? Did you do anything that your mom would be proud of? Yeah. Okay, cool. So that's great. So let's talk about what we do around here. Our show consists of safety in the news and safety. It's kind of the way that the rollout of the land goes. We bring in some professional broadcasters. They talk about what's going on inside of the world of the sequence of events. That's kind of how it goes. And then from that particular point on, it's me jibber-jabbering back and forth about what the heck was being said. That's kind of how it goes. And then if you want to interact, callinradio.com. Callinradio.com. We'll do everything for you. Yep. Kind of the way that it goes, kind of the way that it moves, kind of the way that it does everything. Callinradio.com, moving and grooving. So there you go. There's the stuff. The stuff-a-uffo in regards of what's going on. So, there you go. Okay, so with that being said, call in radio, audio, video, text messages, that will get everything moving, grooving, and so on. So, with that being said, let's do this. Trending.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about all the trending stuff that was taking a look-see around, though, because I think that's going to be important. Notable and noteworthy, the first lawsuits against Delta after last week's incident in Toronto have been filed. And that took a little bit longer than what I originally expected. I figured that those things would have came out last week. You know, we get very Sue-friendly. Are happy around here, it seems like. Also, Dave Chappelle and Justin Bieber hang out together in showbiz. an update on the next installment of Top Gun. We'll talk about some of that in casting calls. And then what else? And then more updates about the Meghan Markle's latest rebrand for the Royals. Yes, the Royals. Yep, a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff to cover, little time to do so. So I have some professional broadcasters that I hang out with. They come in and do their stuff. They're with a company called Feature Story News, because that's where they come from. So they're going to come in and hang out and tell us all of the stuff that you and I need to know in regards of what's going on. Because why would you not want to know what is happening? Seriously. Like, we need to know what is going on. So with that being said, why don't we bring in our friends at Feature Story News right now?
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Friedrich Merz's Conservatives are set to begin work forming a coalition after winning Germany's election. He's ruled out working with the AfD party, which came in second, but is considered far right by Merz's Christian Democrats and other mainstream parties. Chancellor Olaf Scholz's Social Democrats came in third. Berlin-based political correspondent Tom Sparrow says German politics is in flux.
Since the Second World War, and it will be the very first time that the Social Democrats will be the third party in Parliament and not the first or the second. The big question now is what coalition will be formed, because in Germany, unlike in other countries, the party that finishes first does not necessarily end up governing. The party needs to then find partners to govern with.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is hosting and speaking with world leaders to mark the third anniversary of the Russian invasion. There have been differences between European powers and the new Trump administration on how to tackle peace talks for Ukraine, but UK Security Minister Dan Jarvis says there can be productive conversations with Donald Trump when UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer heads to Washington this week.
What would constitute a successful trip is a further cementing of the special relationship that we do enjoy with the United States. Clearly, we have shared interests with regard to the economy, with regard to security. The United States, the United Kingdom are key partner members of NATO. And success looks like productive and constructive conversations with their new president to ensure that we're continuing to work as closely as we possibly can. Clearly, Ukraine forms the backdrop for the conversations that will be taking place. It's incredibly important that the United States wield their huge influence in order to bring that conflict to a conclusion. And I'm confident that the Prime Minister will have productive conversations with the president.
The Vatican says Pope Francis had a good night in hospital and is resting. He's being treated for double pneumonia and early-stage liver failure. Under President Donald Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration, a fourth batch of immigrants from India have been deported by the US. It comes as there have been concerns in India about how deportees have been treated on previous flights. Rebecca Bunden reports from Mumbai.
On the latest flight, which landed in Delhi on Monday, 12 Indians were sent back by the United States. Almost 350 Indians accused of entering the country illegally have been deported since President Trump took office. On the first flight, video footage showed deportees in shackles. This triggered a political row, with opposition parties accusing Prime Minister Narendra Modi of not doing enough to make sure citizens weren't mistreated. New Delhi says that it has been talking to US officials to make sure Indians aren't mistreated. Hundreds of deported immigrants, including Indians, are being held in a hotel in Panama.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. With more now on the outcome of Germany's election, where the way is now clear for the Christian Democrats, led by Friedrich Merz, to form the country's new coalition government. The defeat of Chancellor Olaf Scholz was such a comprehensive repudiation that it sends his left-leaning Social Democrats back to the drawing board and raises questions about how a German party of the left can see off the threat from right and far-right parties that are on the march in Germany and in many other parts of Europe as well. Timo Lahoki is a fellow with the European Council on Foreign Relations, and he's based in Berlin.
I do think the prime question for center-left parties across Europe is, do they have a chance to reconnect with working-class voters? And Social Democratic parties over here did a fairly good job in the previous election, where they focused on low wages, which allowed them to regain a lot of voters they lost previously. this election campaign because they were bound to the Greens and the Liberals. They couldn't really portray themselves as standing for the normal people anymore, but they rather looked like a party rather aloof, and this hurt them a lot.
In defeat on Sunday, Chancellor Scholz insisted his party's values are still a significant force in Germany. But with the far-right AfD, now the country's second-ranked party, it is not evident that most Germans agree with their outgoing leader.
To recap the top stories, Friedrich Merz's Conservatives are set to begin work forming a coalition after winning Germany's election. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's hosting and speaking with world leaders to mark the third anniversary of the Russian invasion. The Vatican says Pope Francis had a good night in hospital and is resting. And under President Donald Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration, a fourth batch of immigrants from India has been deported by the US. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reports.
It's the show, and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, safety show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN, that's safetyfm.com/VPN, to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training old, stale, and hacked. This year's safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow.
So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, Rated R Safety Show. Sounds like risky business because it's not your business. Oh, sorry. That's totally something different there. Okay, so let's get into some of the stuff that is going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Oh, look, that thing moved as we were hanging out doing our stuff. Yeah, that's definitely a mover over right now. Okay, so let's get into it. Let's get into some of the information. North Korean hacker outfit Lazarus Group is reporting being the culprit behind the hack that stole $1.4 billion in Ethereum cryptocurrency from the global exchange of Bybit. The theft represents perhaps the biggest heist in history in terms value. Crypto sleuths say that the movement of the coin out Bybit is also into the crypto wallets that follow similar patterns that the group has employed before. Bybit says that it has resources to cover the losses, but it is taking out a bridge loan to keep their customers whole. This is according to CoinDesk. By the way, there is a fascinating podcast investigating the Lazarus Group that might be worth listening to, sort of. Let's see. What is it called? If you look it up, it is, let's see, The World's Secrets, The Lazarus Heist. All kinds of information if you're interested in that thing. No doubt about that. So there you go. There you go. There you go. Okay, what else? A California State Assembly wants to honor the legacy of, you ready for this?
Bigfoot.
Yep, you heard me. By recognizing the mysterious creature as the state's official, cripit. Yep. For the formal asking, in some living with those whose existence has only been rumor, but not proven. Think Chewbacca, Yeti, Kraken, abominable snowman, etc. The official Bigfoot Field Research Organization monitors the rumors of Bigfoot sightings in their state. Their last confirmed sighting was September of last year. This is according to CBS Los Angeles. So, there you go. There you go. A lot of stuff going on. I don't know. I'm just telling you.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
I mean, that seems like a waste of resources, but let's just kind of call it what it is. I don't know. Let's have PKD day instead. I mean, I don't know. Just some other stuff. Okay, so take a listen to this. Eric and Lyle Menendez won't be getting a new trial. Yep, after all the stuff that you've been hearing recently, they will not be getting a new trial. New Los Angeles District Attorney Nathan Hotchman declined his decision on Friday. Hotchman considered evidence that the brothers had been abused by their father, but decided it didn't merit another trial entirely. In the meantime, the brothers continue to pursue multiple options, including resentencing, a pardon from California Governor Gavin Newsom, and even eligibility for parole. This is according to the New York Post. You know, it gets weird sometimes. And let me kind of explain what I say when I say that, because things get weird all the time. But this one in particular is weird because there's kind of a pattern that happens. Have you noticed that most of the times, well, let me rephrase that because that's not a fair assessment. But there has been several times, let's put it that way, where there will become a documentary made, mostly on Netflix when this occurs, that all of a sudden now people want to pardon whoever or whatever or redo the case. I mean, it seems to see the thing. That seems to be the thing that happens. I don't know if that's good or bad, but it is an interesting thing. So I'm sure that Nathan Hotchman will have probably a lot more things to cover about that because that's just kind of how it goes. So let's continue. Maria Shriver says that she didn't even notice that her son Patrick Schwarzenegger appeared fully nude in the latest episode of White Lotus. How would you not notice that? She said that she kept her eyes on Patrick's face during the performance, so that shows you a mother's eyes are always on her kid's eyes, Shriver said. This is according to People. Last week, Patrick's dad, Arnold Schwarzenegger, joked at Vanity Fair about the performance. What a show. I would claim to be surprised to find out that he was in a nude scene, but what can I say? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. I don't know. Just telling you what the man says. Schwarzeneggers, they're funny. I like them. Okay, anyways, MSNBC primetime host Joy Reid is out of a job. The New York Times broke the story early Sunday morning. Reid's last show, being the readout desk, will air sometime this week. Three anchors will take over the 6 p.m. Central Time slot. Former Kamala Harris spokesperson Simone Sanders, former RNC chairman Michael Steele, and Alicia Melendez, a correspondent, said that they are currently the hosts of the weekend show together. Development marks the first major programming change implementation of the network head, Rebecca Cutler, who took the reins earlier this month. So it will be interesting to see what happens over at NBC, or MSNBC, I might say. Some interesting times. That is for sure. What do you think about the whole thing? Seems like things are changing the more and more you look around. So there you go. Anyways, Experimental Automotive Aviation, Aleph Aeronautica's, last week debuted what they're calling the first commercial flying car. Yep. The first commercial flying car. That is what they're calling it. So, could get interesting, no doubt there. Always some interesting stuff as we are talking about things. So, why don't we do this? So, matter of fact, before I do that part, in an exclusive with NBC News, the company demonstrated their vehicle and the ability to travel short distances by air, in one instance hovering over a parked SUV. Despite minimal details of the project, more than 3,000 people have pre-ordered the flying whip for about $300,000 a pop, getting in line to buy a buying cost, $150 deposit, $1,500 priority queue. All goes as planned. Aleph will begin putting the vehicles in production next year. Yeah. Flying car. Yeah, you heard me. I mean, it sounds interesting. I mean, I'm not going to lie. That's definitely one of those things that I don't want to be the first person getting Gen 1 here. I'm not going to lie there. So if you want to, and I think you do, let's take a gander here at what the vehicle looks like. Here you go. Let's take a
look. It is something that humans have been dreaming about for decades, flying cars. A California startup now has pioneered a version of a flying car. And while it's not quite ready for the road or the skies just yet, NBC News was given a first look at this creation from Aleph Aeronautics. But it may be facing some challenges. Only a few countries allow for this kind of road-to-air reality.
Huh. It's going to be slow, incremental approach, which is good for legal integration, which is good for consumer integration, which is good for...
Okay, well, so far, more than 3,200 early adopters have pre-ordered their $300,000 all-electric flying car, and the company is aiming to begin production by next year.
So, I mean, I guess that's something different for sure. I mean, let's not lie. But it looked a little slow. If you were hanging out, it looked a little slow, and it looks a little clunky. But it's Gen 1. I don't think that I would want Gen 1 of that. Out of all the things to have Gen 1 on, I don't think the flying car would be Gen 1 worthy. I'm just saying.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, let's do some Pope Watch real quick. Right from the Vatican announced on Sunday that the Pope Francis is now being treated for mild kidney failure as he fights on ongoing respiratory sickness. While the kidney condition is described under control, the pointiff remains that it is a critical condition. He's been hospitalized since February the 14th after his respiratory illness worsened. Unable to give his regular Sunday prayer in St. Petersburg Square, Francis instead delivered a written message, which was part thanked his doctors and well-wishers for their prayers and support. This is according to the New York Times. In some other news, the first two lawsuits against Delta Airlines have been filed after the week's crash. One plaintiff, a man from Austin, Texas, who claims that he was soaked in jet fuel while hanging upside down in the plane before getting to safety and endured injuries across his body. He also claims that severe emotional distress from the disaster. The second suit is a bit more on the nose, filed for a female passenger who accused the flight crew of failing to follow routine protocol while landing. So far, Delta has proactively offered $30,000 with no string attached to those passengers affected. Now, I have a question about the 30, because it is in Toronto. Is it Canadian or is it, or is it U.S.? I'm just trying to figure it out. Just want to know.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show. I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, take a listen to this. Valletta Wallace has died. If the name sounds familiar, let me explain why. Wallace was the mother for late rapper Notorious B.I.G. and managed his brand after his death. No cause of death was shared. She was 78 at the time of her passing. Let's talk real quick about the box office, because some people are going to care about that. At number 10 was one of them at $1.4 million. At number 9 was The Unbreakable Boy with $2.5 million. At number 8 was Mufasa, The Lion King, $2.5 million. At number 7 was Shava with $2.6 million. At number 6 was Heart Eyes with $2.8 million. At number 5 was Nisha, was $4.3 million. And number 4 was Dogman, $5.9 million. And number 3 was Paddington in Peru, $6.5 million. And number 2, a new movie coming in this week at $14.2 million. That was The Monkey. Yep, the monkey. And staying in at the number one position. Again, at the box office. Captain America Brave New World, $28.2 million. So apparently people are still enjoying it. And that's the important part. Okay, let's talk about this. Elon Musk lobbed another grenade to the entrenched bureaucratic class over the weekend when he announced that all government employees would receive an email asking them to reply with a bulleted list of five things they accomplished last week before due by midnight tonight. Musk added the failure to reply would be treated as resignation. Of course, the chattering class freaked out and demanded that a journalist look up the legal scholar to parse the particulars on Musk's plan, despite the projection of senator motives. Musk later said on a post on X that he plans is entirely practical. The exercise serves two purposes, Musk said. The first is to identify government employees who aren't checking their mail at all, and the second is far more mysterious. Musk writes, in some cases, we believe that non-existing employees or the identities of the dead people who are being used to collect the paychecks. In other words, they are outright fraud. Worth noting, if you're able to think past Moses' extreme, ill-intended mean fascist intentions that get projected onto Musk, Doge, and MAGA by the discredited mainstream media. See, this is this whole thing that we talk about the editorial here, that the editor decides to put these notes in. It's easy to see the simple way that this is to target and eliminate fraud, waste, and abuse. Also worth noting, what is the outstanding opportunity to prove that you're essential to your government agency's success and establish literal written track of your record progress? So there you go. Okay, let's talk about this real quick. Let's talk about the Dow. The Dow lost about 748 points on Friday to close at 43,428. The S&P lost about 104 points to close at 6,103, and the NASDAQ lost 483 points to close at 19,254. West Texas Intermediate closed at $70 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $73. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.14, and Bitcoin ticked down over the weekend, trading just under $96,000 on Sunday. Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for a $181 million jackpot or an $82.7 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for a $230 million jackpot or $105.2 million cash payout. So there you go. It's all about the game, and now you're playing. Okay, 32 minutes past the top of the hour, and I think it's time for us to do that thing that we do around now.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Yep, main story time, Rated R Safety Show. And I think we need to talk about it because I definitely have not talked about this. Do you know what it is? I guess it's blatantly obvious, and I probably should talk about it because I don't hardly ever do these. But today, as we are hanging out, we need to talk about some of the motives of the things that we do. And here we are on episode 1105. And let me tell you, if you've been holding on for your breath for a grand revelation, some miraculous out of nowhere moment where the universe just fixes safety problems for us, you're going to be waiting a long damn time. Because I think sometimes we're just not in tune with reality when it comes to certain things. So today I want to cover a subject that's going to be kind of weird, but bear with me because that's kind of what I do. So because today we're going to talk about Deus Ex Machina in safety. Have you ever heard of Deus Ex Machina? That's the magical thinking, last minute hero solution, the absolute fairy tale nonsense that gets shoved down our throats when companies realize that we're about to have a very, very bad day. No, seriously. So kind of bear with me through some of this. Now, for those who have a skipped Latin class, I want to explain this to you. Deus Ex Machina literally means God from the machines. Back in the day in the Greek theater, if the story got too messy, they'd have some god literally lowered into the stage with a big-ass crane, solve everything at the last second, and boom! instant happy ending. No consequences, no accountability, just done. And let's see. If that doesn't scream corporate safety culture, I don't know what does. I know some people are not going to like that. That's okay. But here's the problem. Safety doesn't work that way. And yet, we see this exact kind of thinking all the time. And you know what I'm talking about, because this is exactly where we kind of work. But here's the problem. Safety doesn't work that way, and yet we see exactly the kind of time of everything about people thinking, oh, this time it's going to be different. So let me kind of give you a breakdown of what I'm talking about exactly. The company has ignored hazard reports for months. And then yet, we see the exact kind of thinking, well, hold on, and then yet, we see the exact same thing. They slap one of those policies like Band-Aid and call it a day. You know, we all of a sudden see these same things, these hazard reports for months, and then an accident occurred, and it's like, oh, here you go. Let's just Band-Aid that together. A worker dies in a confined space because there is no rescue plan, but suddenly the new safety procedure shows up, and as we were always part of the plan. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking out of different things here. Some executives pretend that the AI-powered safety app that we're going to get this week will revolutionize hazard protection and prevention, when in reality, the only thing being revolutionized is the stock options. I know, a little rough. So let's be clear. Real safety is proactive. It's built into the culture, but it's not a last-minute thing. It's not a Hail Mary. It's not save the day, save the moment. So some people are going to be like, well, I need some real-world examples. So let me hit you with some of those. In 2010, Deepwater Horizon, the BP oil spill, remember that? There was movies about it and everything. The biggest environmental disaster in U.S. history. 11 workers died, millions of barrels of oil spilled into, at the time, the Gulf of Mexico. And here's the kicker. There were years of warning signs. Multiple system failures, red flags everywhere, but instead of actually fixing the issue, BP relied on what? A blowout preventer. A single mechanical device that was supposed to be the last line of defense. You know, the safety miracle, if one could call it that way, that would save the day, except it didn't. It didn't save the day. Because when you rely on the last minute fix instead of real safety strategies, you're playing Russian roulette with people's lives. Now, let's bring it a little bit closer to home. How many have you seen this at your workplace? The company invests in some flashy safety innovation but refuses to hire actual safety professionals. There's a near miss and suddenly management is scrambling to roll out a new training. But there's never addressed the root cause of what's going on. A worker speaks up about an unsafe condition and instead of fixing the problem, they're sent to retraining so they can learn how to see safety differently. Seriously. So let's talk about that. There are just different flavors of Deus Ex Machina, the belief that some quick fix solution, some last minute intervention will magically solve the deep rooted safety issues. But here's reality. There's no shortcuts to safety. You don't get a magic button. You don't get a divine intervention. You get what you build. Like, seriously, you really get what you build. So what's the takeaway? What do we do instead of waiting for safety God to descend from the rafters and fix everything? Why don't we do these few things? Kill the reactive mindset. Stop waiting for something to go wrong before taking action. Put safety where it belongs, in the hands of the people who actually do the work. If your frontline workers aren't involved with your safety process, you don't have a safety process. It's not that hard. Ditch the gimmicks. Seriously, ditch the gimmicks in safety. Safety isn't about fancy technology. It's about fundamental and get those right first. Hold leadership accountable. if the only time your executives talk safety is after an accident, that leadership is a failure. A failure. Not a workplace, not a workforce problem. Not a workforce problem. So at the end of the day, safety isn't about some theater production where God swoops in to save us, you know, the safety gods. It's a discipline. It's a commitment. And you're sitting around waiting for the last minute miracle to occur. You're already too late. Seriously. So, that's it. That's the main story. There are no safety gods. There are no miracle fixes, just hard truth. And what makes you uncomfortable is good. This means that we're getting somewhere. And that's the problem, is that we need to involve other people in the process. And it doesn't just need to be a commentary. It's supposed to make you feel uneasy, because there is no deus ex machina in safety. But then again, what do I know? I'm just the guy here behind a microphone, aren't I? I mean, isn't that what's said? I think it is. Seems that way a lot of the times.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com
Forge/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
Harry, ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Oh yeah, we're coming in high. Currently 45 minutes past the top of the hour. You are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yep, Radio Big, Safety FM, doing our thing this morning. This right here, K Parks with Unlock. Yeah, coming in hot, man. Coming in hot. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. You know, you got some options there. Yeah, coming in hot. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get back into it. Let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, you'll see information related to addiction, trauma, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, grief support. That's just to name a few. TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. Go to the website. It could change your life. I'm pretty sure that it will. So there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this. Are you a dream rememberer? Yeah, a dream rememberer? Or do you wake up in the morning with no idea what your brain had been doing for the last 7 to 8 hours? Although, 1 in 4 people claim that they don't dream at night. The truth is that simply they don't remember the dreams. Why is that? According to a new study, is that daydreamers among us who are more likely to have stronger recall of their overnight adventures. The study published by Communication Psychology involved the detailed sleep monitoring of cognitive testing and brain activity measurements. The researchers say that three main factors turned out to be strong predictors of dream recall. A person's general attitude towards dreaming, whether they agreed that the dreams are good or useful, and their tendencies to let their mind wander during waking hours. This makes sense as both dreaming and daydreaming involve similar brain networks. And their typical sleep pattern, those who typically enjoy longer periods of lighter sleep with less deep sleep tend to be better at remembering their dreams. If my brain's overnight adventures are anything like my daydreaming, let's just say the whole world is better off that I forgot them. I mean, I'm just saying. Also, wait, so the key to dream recall is less deep sleep. I guess I've been napping wrong my whole life. I'm just saying. You know, you have to put them out there as they are happening, opposed to it just being, hey, whatever information. Okay, with that being said, let's bring some John Smalls into our life because I think that it's time to talk about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Tim. Winston Churchill said, "You will never reach your destination if you stop and throw stones at every dog that barks." I love this quote. It's a very vivid image. Now, I'm sure many of us would never throw rocks at a dog, but it's the same as wasting your time commenting on a random mean post on Facebook or taking the time to go out of your way to say or do something that you really shouldn't do. But these are things that we might find ourselves doing. I've typed a really good reply to some random posts on Facebook, only to delete my reply before ever sending it. Then I feel better, and I move on with my life. It's way better than being tangled up in that mess.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. A second way the Lord imparts His wisdom is through wise counsel. Some years ago, a dear friend of mine suffered a cruel injustice, yet he never uttered an unkind word. One day, I asked him how he managed to maintain such a pure spirit. He replied, "I've never been a bitter or vindictive person, and I'm not going to allow anyone to make me into something I'm not." Instantly, I realized the Lord is giving me life-giving wisdom through the words of my friend. Proverbs 13 says, "He who walks with the wise grows wise." Lord Jesus, thank you for my friend and the wisdom you imparted through him. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rosie Mars Safety Show.
In Israel, officials have confirmed the impending return of the remains of four hostages from Gaza, including Shiri Bibas and her two young children, Ariel and Kefir. Benjamin Wright with the latest.
The family, abducted on October 7, 2023, became a national symbol of the conflict's brutality. Hamas claims the four were killed in Israeli airstrikes, while Israel had previously expressed deep concern for their safety.
In southern Arizona, a mid-air collision between two small planes near Marana Regional Airport resulted in two fatalities.
Each aircraft carried two individuals. One plane landed safely, while the other crashed and ignited near a runway. The Marana Police Department confirmed that the deceased were aboard the aircraft that crashed. The airport operates without an air traffic control tower, relying on pilots to communicate intentions via radio. Lawrence Keller reporting.
In northwestern Pakistan, a police officer assigned to protect polio vaccination workers was fatally shot by suspected militants in Bajur, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, Joseph Eckerson reports.
The attack occurred shortly after the commencement of a polio immunization campaign in the region. No group has claimed responsibility for the assault. Since the 1990s, over 200 polio workers and their security personnel have been killed in Pakistan.
This is the latest news headlines.
In Japan, Ryuji Kimura has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for attempting to assassinate former Prime Minister Fumio Kishida by throwing a homemade bomb during a campaign event in April 2023.
Kimura was also found guilty of four additional charges, including violations of explosives and weapons laws. The Wakayama District Court determined that Kimura was aware his actions could be fatal, viewing the attack as a serious affront to democracy. Kyle Norris reporting.
In Oregon, two backcountry skiers have died in an avalanche. The incident occurred in a remote area, underscoring the risks associated with backcountry skiing. Kevin Sanders reports.
Authorities have not yet released the identities of the victims. This tragedy highlights the importance of caution and preparedness for those engaging in winter sports in uncontrolled environments. Avalanche conditions can change rapidly, and skiers are advised to check local advisories and carry appropriate safety equipment.
In Texas, an 11-year-old girl has died by suicide after reportedly being bullied about her family's immigration status. status.
The child's mother stated that her daughter faced persistent harassment at school, which she believes contributed to her tragic death. This incident brings attention to the severe impact of bullying on young individuals, particularly concerning sensitive issues like immigration. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
More hits to help you work. Because to get rich, you gotta work hard.
Yeah, dude, look, I just made so much money that I could just sit around on my ass all day and play video games.
Wait, I forgot about Dogecoin.
Dogecoin rules!
Yeah, there you go. 54 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this day. Back in 1998, Elton John is knighted by Queen Elizabeth II. Elton Hercules John became Sir Elton for his services to British pop music and his work by raising money for AIDS charities. That happened back on this date in 1998. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Brittany Raymond turns 30, Emily Rudd 32, O'Shea Jackson Jr., 34, Tracy Cyrus, 36, John Nolan turns 47, Floyd Mayweather Jr. turns 48, Billy Zane turns 59, Kristen Davis, she turns 60 today. Eddie Murphy, turns 69 today. George Thorogood, he's bad to the bone. He turns 75 today. Edward James almost turned 78. And Phil Knight, yeah, the co-founder for Nike. Yeah, he turns 87 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those. It's National Trading Card Day. It's National Tortilla or Tortilla Chips Day, and Bartender Day. I guess if you're having Bartender Day and Chip Day, kind of a good mixture when it's all said and done, if you're looking at it in that particular fashion. So there you go. Some stuff to think about, no doubt about it. If you need a rando for today, well, I have some of those for you, because why wouldn't I? No one on earth had more on their to-do list than a child who has just been told that it's best time, that it's bedtime. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What was the most inappropriate time you burst out into laughter? I remember I was at a wedding one time, and this old dude that they helped out on the stage, and he started singing, and I could not stop laughing, like uncontrollably laughing. It was terrible. I remember. It was a long time ago, but I remember. And everybody kept on looking at me. Yeah. Anyways, fun times. Okay, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 23% of pet owners describe their relationship with their pets this way. What is it? Parent and child. Parent and child. You look at your animal as you being the parent. That's different.
Duh.
Okay, so there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. If you don't, that's fine. You can hang out here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. That's it. That's going to sum it up. That's going to sum up our time together on everything that is going on. That's it. Seriously, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big. Seriously. So that is our time together. Can I give you a deep thought? Maybe I should do that. The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any. That's something to think about. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
it look easy, effortless. Even in the trench, I never stress. Coming out like the best, no sweat. Get ready for it, ready or not. Here it comes now, coming in. Now coming in.